What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Pumps down to one last play. And it's going to be getting longer by the second. You're all the way back at the 30-yard line. Now you can step into it. Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! Caught! It's a miracle! It's Noah Brown! Oh, my goodness! Town is going crazy!
Such a great call by Jim Nantz. Good to relive that CBS telecast of the Hail Mary. Commanders over the Bears last season at FedEx. Probably the high point in the regular season for Jaden Daniels and the boys. Of course, they would top that in the playoffs with wins in Tampa and Detroit and a trip to the NFC Championship game. There was a story in the Post that dropped today. It'll be in the paper tomorrow, I'd imagine. Saw it online from Sam Fortier that I wanted to turn our attention to here. I thought this was really well done. It chronicles what you and I have talked a lot about with data. So the Commanders, as Fortier writes, appear to be a team on the rise. Talks about their sharp front office, strong coaching staff, star young quarterback. He says, but don't be surprised if they struggle to match their 12 regular season wins from last season. As Washington heads into summer vacation, they just wrapped up minicamp. Bookmakers have them pegged around 9.5 wins. He says that reflects the improved yet incomplete roster and a tougher competition of a second-place schedule. But he says the biggest reason for a dose of pessimism might be luck. The Commanders' breakout season last year included a lot of good fortune. And you and I have talked about this ad nauseum. This goes deeper, as he mentioned, than the Hail Mary you just heard. It goes deeper than a 9-4 record in one-score games, which, by the way, does not normally carry over year to year. Like, being great in one-score games this season doesn't mean you'll be good in them next season. There's almost no correlation. I would say, Danny, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, I think having a weapon and an athletic dual threat like Jaden Daniels makes it more likely that you'll win a lot of those one-score games, see Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Because in playmaker time, it gets a lot harder to defend a guy who can beat you with his arm and his legs.
Sure, you're built to win close games. You're built to win a lot of kind of games, but sometimes you don't have the ball last. You know what I mean? Sometimes the clock doesn't work your way or change of possession, or you lose a fumble that has nothing to do with a quarterback that's a playmaker. That point, I think, is really good. Like, you were 9-4 last year in one-score games. If you're 7-6, you're still successful in them, but it's a totally different season, different record.
As a point of order, 9-4 in one-score games was sixth best in the National Football League last year. Sam goes on to write, it goes deeper than injuries. Washington finished as the league's fifth healthiest team by the metric adjusted games loss. We've also talked a lot about this. They were a top five team in terms of health. And the types of players that stayed healthy for them, Bobby Wagner at his age, Zach Ertz, who always gets hurt and is old. That was what was so surprising to me. Is it likely that that happens again? I'm not so sure. They did lose Austin Ekeler to a concussion. You know, he missed a little while, so it's not like he was fully healthy. But for the most part, from a legs and ankles and feet standpoint, like all the stuff that's ailed him over the last couple of years, even he was healthier, older as a running back in terms of the lower body than he had been. But Danny, adjusted games lost, best metric for figuring out what teams were the healthiest. Washington was a top five health team last year.
Yep.
That almost never carries over. You know, that's a great thing when it happens, but it is rare. And you would not go into the season expecting it to be replicable.
Right. And oftentimes the most successful teams are the healthiest. And that's good fortune. I mean, yeah, I mean, you could put in all the deposits, the off-season conditioning, weight room stuff, making sure you're spending the extra time stretching, rehabbing, doing all the painstaking, unfun training things to help injury prevention. But sometimes, and not to be gruesome or graphic, your leg bends the wrong way. It had nothing to do with the work you put in. It's just, you know, a 330-pounder and another 400-pounder and a 200-pounder going in all a bunch of different directions, and bad luck happens. So you were very fortunate in that regard. So yeah, a lot of times the healthiest teams at the end, if you got quality players, especially in terms of important ones, you end up on championship Sundays.
So far, I would say I like the piece. It's everything we've already been talking about. Nothing overly groundbreaking, right?
Right.
Here is some of the data, though, that I didn't have, that I haven't referenced, that I thought was really well done.
We've been trying to quantify it, and here it is.
So this is via the Washington Post. You can look this up if you want more detail when we're done talking about it. But I'll just read from Fortier's story here. He says, the good luck is perhaps best captured by a luck dashboard created by NFL data scientist Tom Bliss, published on the league's website. Bliss identified four key scenarios where teams benefit from actions in a game that are almost entirely derived from opponent performance or lucky bounces, and measured their impact with win probability. That's a little bit wordy, so bottom line is, this guy who's a data scientist tried to figure out how to quantify luck, and he came up with four categories where the team benefiting has almost nothing to do with what happened. You didn't cause the good thing for you, the bad thing right. for your opponent. Something they did or something nobody did caused it, essentially.
Yeah, so my best buddies and I, we'd watch games together back in the day, and like the other team, a guy would run the wrong route, and the quarterback would throw it to the spot he was supposed to go to, and our guys would clap like seals and run off the field, and he would say, nothing we did well. Like, yes. In other words, they messed up, and you were the beneficiary. That's what that is.
You'll take it.
Yes.
But it's not you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Bliss luck dashboard. Number one, an opponent drops a pass on offense. I feel like tons of drop passes against Washington last year. Until now, I haven't had the numbers. We'll get into that. Number two, an opponent drops an interception on defense. So this is the big difference between picks and turnover-worthy throws.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is the data we've always had, which is interceptions, which is a flawed metric. Sometimes the receiver runs the wrong route. Sometimes somebody slips and falls. Sometimes it's the end of the half and you're throwing into the end zone on a Hail Mary and it's picked off. All interceptions are not created equal. Some interceptions are actually maybe good interceptions, or probably no good interceptions.
The old arm punt on third and 25.
Tolerable interceptions, reasonable interceptions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the terrible pass that you can't make where you didn't see the linebacker. That's egregious and awful and a rookie mistake. But the other way to look at it is dropped interceptions on defense. That should have been a pick and it wasn't. Daniels obviously protected the football all year at a low interception rate, generally didn't put it in harm's way, but did he benefit from luck on balls not getting picked that should have been? So that's number two in this metric table. Number three, an opponent misses a kick. You don't do anything. You don't block the kick. You do the everything normal, right? Snap, hold, kick. You collide at the line of scrimmage. You're rushing off the edge. The kicker boots the ball and it's either in or out. And then finally, either team recovers a fumble. That is considered something of chance. So I put the ball on the ground. If it bounces right to me, I didn't do anything as much as the bounce of the football worked in my favor. If it bounces right to Danny, you get possession, but you didn't do something better than I did to recover the ball, per se. You just happened to be closer to it, which is luck. By that metric, again, those four bullet points, he designs this, what he calls his luck dashboard. Washington was the luckiest team in the NFL last year, and it goes further than that. Washington in 2024 was the luckiest team since at least the 2022 season. So it's multiple years of football. In fact, 2+ years of football since they began tracking this data and information. And it's not even close, as Tom Bliss points out. Most impactful plays: dropped interception, Browns against the Ravens. Dropped pass, Saints 2-point conversion against Washington. If you remember, they would have beaten the Commanders.
Yep.
If I think it was
Juwan Johnson's
yeah. his name. Yeah, tight end for the Saints. He drops the pass that would have won the game. A field goal. Atlanta made a 58-yard field goal against the Saints in the fourth quarter, and then a fumble recovery for the Bengals against the Ravens in overtime. But when you look at this table of the team that was the most lucky to the team that was the least lucky last year in the NFL, the Commanders, and I don't know how it works for a percentage, but were plus 185.5%. Nobody else was even plus 127%. Far and away, not close, the luckiest team in the NFL in overall like margin of luck. Unlucky team like the Packers was 155% to the negative. Seattle, minus 145. Atlanta, minus 137. The Commanders, plus 185% when you look at the things they don't control that went their way.
So, by far and away, drop passes by an opponent. Washington benefited from those by double digits over anybody else. The only other team in their ballpark was Dallas, and Washington still benefited. Again, I don't know how to quantify the numbers exactly in terms of the percentages, but most teams were either neutral or negative on that. Washington was by far and away the greatest beneficiary in the league of drop passes by opponents. I mean, think about how much worse this all could have been, right? I mean, anecdotally, I'm sitting there going, they can't cover anybody. And I'm right, even though the pass numbers don't look as bad as they probably could have. Think of the Malik Nabers drop, which Sam references in this piece.
The Malik Nabers one, before you move on, because people may have forgotten, week two, at home, they're driving, Nabers on the sideline. If he makes the catch, the Giants beat Washington almost certainly.
Yeah.
In week two.
And they hadn't stopped him, hadn't covered him the whole game.
Right.
10 catches for a million yards. This could have been catch 11. He just doesn't catch it.
And they went 1-1. They get the win that day. They could have been 0-2.
0-2.
Not mentioned in this piece, because I don't know that it's relevant necessarily, but you want to talk about luck. Remember the Giants, Graham Gano, the kicker, got hurt before the game.
Yep.
So they did not have a kicker that day. And multiple times had to go for fourth downs they normally wouldn't have. Had to have kicks attempted by non-place kickers, or else they probably win that game outright anyway. That's another sign of some of the luck. He points out the Juwan Johnson drop for the Saints, points out another play. I think it was Kyle Pitts dropped the ball when they played the Atlanta Falcons. Remember the fourth down fake by the Pittsburgh Steelers? They ran a fake punt against Washington, wide open.
Oh, the guy was so open.
I think it was the personal protector fullback, and he was out in space in the flat, and they threw it to him, and he just dropped a wide open fake punt. The Falcons missed a 56-yard game-winning field goal attempt. Now, 56 is I'm not going to say it's lucky, I suppose, but it's not like it was 43 or 29 or something. Mm-hmm. 56 is a long field goal. Young Wei-Ku made one to beat the Saints earlier in the year, and he missed that one. And he hit a 58-yarder to win, and he had missed a lot of kicks. He had a terrible season last year. But, you go back through and just some of these memories he brings up. Everyone thinks about the Hail Mary. In most of their games, there are one or two plays that were abnormally fortuitous, probably. Now, this is not to say that they weren't good, they didn't deserve it.
Because that's what people hear. When you hear positive luck, there's immediately a defense mechanism going, well, they're great. Jay Nelson is great.
I'm sure we're haters.
Let's spin both plates, please.
We're trying to say that they weren't good. Grown-ups are talking. I mean, relax, please. Awesome season. Way improved. Good football team. Well-coached. Spectacular quarterback play. They deserved everything they got, but they did benefit from luck.
Yeah.
Can that carry over? We normally just zero it down to the fourth down percentage, which doesn't really come up much in this piece, but they were historically great on fourth down. There's nothing suggesting that will or even can happen again for a second straight year. When you're that far over your head, the normal number in the league on fourth down, let's say, is a little over 50%, and you're operating over 80% on fourth down, you're probably not doing that.
Yeah, even if you're regular great, 75%, you're like a normal, excellent, unbelievable percentage, which I think they will be, by the way, because they've got Jaden Daniels. When you have Jaden Daniels, or you got Lamar Jackson, or you got Josh Allen, you got a great chance to be pretty good on fourth down. No problem there. Let's be regular great on fourth down. 90 whatever percent is what it was. They missed 23 for 25 last year, or better than that, counting the playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, those things regress, obviously. Those are some of the things that we've pointed out kind of throughout. And the mistake people make, I want to go back to it, is this somehow discredits them. And Sam does a great job of then, in the piece, going and talking to some of the players and asking them about it.
Yeah, I'll read some of these quotes here. We made a lot of lucky S happen last year, offensive lineman Andrew Wiley said. I'm not going to just discredit that, but a lot of winning time moments went our way because we practiced them every day. The winning time moments is a phrase that Dan Quinn uses, and they go through these situations and they focus on situational football, and they really do believe they won those games because they had rehearsed them. They're not the only team doing that, though. That's my only pushback. Every team is rehearsing them. Now, maybe they rehearse them more. I don't know why that would be the case. But if that's the case, okay, maybe they have a leg up. But, yeah, there's certainly something to preparation, that practice helping in the clutch. Nick Allegretti said, I feel like there's absolutely a component of luck, but I also think that the most well-prepared teams are the luckiest. Probably true. It's Oprah Winfrey quote. Luck is being prepared. Tyler Biotish was asked, do you believe in luck? He said, I believe in five, talking about Jaden Daniels. Five with the ball is important. That increases our luck factor by a lot. I don't know what the backing of that with data is, but I think, just putting myself into their shoes to try to guess, when you got a great player, he's going to make great plays a lot of the time. Call it what you want, but your fourth down percentage might be a little higher than everybody else.
Same way a Chiefs player, if asked about luck, would say, you guys have met Pat Mahomes, right? We end up, it somehow seems we win these games when he's around.
They have a lot of luck, too.
Right. And so my response would be, I bet you Green Bay was pretty prepared in drilling those situations when they went from the luckiest team in the league a couple years ago to the least lucky the year after for these metrics that you can't control. Players and people will bristle at this. The things that this thing is measuring, this data from Bliss, your opponent dropping a pass, you had nothing to do with that.
Yep.
And that's okay. That's okay. You had nothing to do with Malik Nabers dropping the pass. He was open. I'd love for him to be more covered. Now, Noah Igbinoghene actually was covering Juwan Johnson on that play. Didn't make it easy for him. He still should have caught the ball. He's an NFL player, and they should have lost that game. But that's fine, too. It doesn't take away the drive against Tampa Bay where Jaden Daniels is in the grasp of a defender and still dives for it for a first down before the game-winning doink. It doesn't take away the Atlanta drive in overtime when you shove it on them, and we all know it's going to be a touchdown than it was.
The doink was some luck, too, by the way.
Yes, it was. It doesn't change how good you were against Detroit. It doesn't change some of the most amazing moments that you had. It's simply also acknowledging you benefited from this, and you probably weren't an on-paper 12-win team. It doesn't mean they changed the record. No one's going to go back and go, well, they won 12 games, but it really probably should have been 9.5. So now they're 9.5 and 8.5. No, they're not. That is a 12-win team forever. First time since 1991. Nobody changes that. No one takes anything away. It's also acknowledging that some of these things aren't repeatable. So when they don't start repeating next year, don't all of a sudden wonder what the hell's going on.
Well, there's a two-part to this for me, right? They're talking a lot. It seemed like linemen that he was talking to mostly, and maybe that's why. But you hear the comments, like, were we lucky? Yes. Did we create some of our own luck? They thought that they did.
Absolutely.
There could be something to that. I actually think there probably is. They also said, call it whatever you want. I'll take Jaden Daniels. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Same here. Yep.
But dropping a pass has nothing to do with Jaden Daniels. And I don't mean your receiver. I mean, when Malik Nabers does it, that's not a Jaden Daniels thing. They played together at LSU. I don't think he put some spell on him before the game. An opponent drops an interception. It's not like Jaden Daniels throws with a certain spin to make them do that. An opponent misses a kick. Again, this has nothing to do with the quarterback. This has nothing even to do with the offense. I think the offense is going to probably be a little luckier than most teams because there's some element of being really good that can play into that. But a recovering a fumble, dropping a pass, you cannot explain that away with anything other than it went our way. And who knows if it's going to next time. That's the flip of a coin. But I want to open up the phones with you here, Danny, to see what people think about this. First of all, the idea that the Commanders did get lucky last year. This metric says they were the luckiest team in the league by far. This is statistical. And that they were the luckiest team in the NFL over 2+ years. 800-636-1067 is the number. Also, do you think it carries over? Is there something that they did or do, either with coaching or preparation or because they have Daniels, that makes it likely that, yeah, they were lucky, but they're going to keep being lucky? You're listening to The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thanks to Toby for the update. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Tom Bliss has a luck metric that he put together with four prongs. It's a luck dashboard for NFL media. And the Commanders, by way of these metrics, were not only the luckiest team last year by a wide margin, they're the luckiest team in 2+ years of analyzing this. The metric takes into account things that teams don't control at all but can benefit from. An opponent dropping a pass, by far the luckiest team in the league in that category last year. An opponent dropping an interception on defense, not nearly as lucky in that regard, which is speaks well to Jaden Daniels not putting the ball in harm's way. An opponent misses a kick, they benefited from a lot of luck there. And then either team recovering a fumble. They just recovering their own fumbles had a lot of luck last year. But the question we've got for you guys, number one, do you agree that they were lucky? I mean, the data speaks to that, but I guess you could have your say. 800-636-1067. And my fear is that these things don't carry over. There is no real way to make your opponents drop passes again this year. It either happens or it doesn't. Oftentimes, it's completely random. And if you get less lucky this season while you're playing a harder schedule, that's how 12 wins can become 8.
Yeah, it's why the over-under's 9.5.
Right. That's how 12 wins becomes 9 and you're outside the playoffs instead of being there for a second straight year. Now, I do believe if Jaden Daniels is spectacular, very few things matter and you'll just win double-digit games and have a chance to win in the playoffs because at that point he's the real deal and a top 5-ish type quarterback. But until we know if that can be put down in Sharpie this year, then I think this luck conversation matters. Let's go to Vaughn and Alexandria on The Fan. What's up, Vaughn?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I guess I don't like the title of this category. I don't like a luck metric. I think it's football. The better team wins. So here's my thing. When we were bad all those years, could we say we had bad luck or we just won a good football team? I mean, I guess even if you recover the fumble or you drop pass, what's the next play? You still have to benefit from that next play, right? You have to score after you get the fumble recovery. If that person missed the pass, you still have to make a next play in order to put yourself in position to win. So I think it's football at the end of the day.
Well,
right?
Vaughn, I want to let you keep going. Kanye style, I'll let you finish. But I to redirect this for a second, what you're talking about isn't really part of the metric. The metric is just these four things. Like, do you agree that when an opponent drops a pass, if you didn't break it up, that's lucky? A wide open guy dropping a pass, yay or nay?
No, I don't believe that's luck. I think that's the guy happens on both sides. It equals out if you look at throughout the league, right? You have teams that miss field goals, teams that make field goals. Is that luck because one team missed the field goal?
Yes.
I don't get that.
Yeah, if you're not doing anything to create the missed field goal, then you benefited from good fortune that they missed the field goal.
Yeah, if his point is you're going up against a bad kicker who performs badly, is that luck or just a bad kicker? I see the perspective, but again,
that's not really what he's saying. What I gathered him saying, he like in baseball, the axiom is over the course of the season, if you hit, you know, when guys are hitting a lot of balls hard and there's no hits, it's all going to even out. You're going to get just as many jam shots that fall in. And so you say it, you know, oh, it'll even out as the year goes on. It really doesn't. Kevin Franzen made this point when he was on our show. He's like, anybody who tells you that's the liar, they just say that to make you feel good. In the big leagues now, with defenses as good as they are and the way guys can cover ground, you're going to have a lot more swings that should be hits that aren't than you are going to be get lucky on jam shots that fall in. But it sounded like, to me, what he was saying was everybody benefits from those things. Sometimes you're on the good end, sometimes you're on the bad end. And he's right. I'm just saying we can now quantify how often you're on the good end and the bad end, and Washington was on the good end as a margin way more often than most teams.
See, I thought he was talking about all those years when Washington was bad, where they just dealing with bad luck.
He brought that up too.
Yeah, and the point being, sometimes football happens, you don't perform well. The other guy doesn't perform well, maybe he's not that good. I guess the thing I'm saying is they were lucky. Every time they'd have a winning streak, every time they'd do something special, it was incredibly fortunate. It was every break would go their way on one of those 7-win, 5-win, 4-win situations. Todd Collins should not be winning 5 straight games for you. You know what I mean? Like a hobbled Robert Griffin and Dick Crawford returning a punt in crunch time shouldn't be winning 7 straight games after the coach said he was going to evaluate everybody for next year. That shouldn't happen, but it did. It was a charmed ride. It was awesome. Doesn't mean it wasn't fun. Like, I don't know. It's
And by the way, even though that team didn't feel like it was good enough to win 7 straight, we'd have to go back with this dashboard and see where their passes dropped, where their interceptions from opponents that were dropped. You know, through these metrics, did they get lucky? They may have just outplayed teams 7 straight weeks. A really bad team can beat a really good team.
All the time,
the
sure.
Jets this year are going to be awful. The Chiefs are going to be really good. The Jets could beat the Chiefs and be unluckier than the Chiefs in that game while doing it, because they were just a better football team that day. Bargos in Gaithersburg, you're on the Fan. What's up? How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Doing well.
Thanks
for taking my call.
Sir.
You got it.
Yeah, so I think last year we undoubtedly had a rarefied, almost mythic, magical luck, I would say. It was very alien and unfamiliar to digest at that time. You know, as someone born in 91, it was very unfamiliar, to say the least. I don't think it's sustainable. However, you know, with JD5, the positive cultural vibes we have going, I do believe and definitely hope that we can get around 65-75% of last year's luck. That'd be a major victory. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I mean, listen, To the previous caller's point and to Bargov's point, there's always going to be a good bounce or a bad bounce that happens, right? I mean, in week 3 against Cincinnati, I remember being there, and I think it was Zach Ertz who fumbled, and I think it was Nick Allegretti who was hauling ass down the field just hustling to be in the right spot, recovered a fumble. And it was a hidden play. No one remembers it, but they probably don't win if that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, to some degree, you make your own good fortune by being in the right place at the right time. That's what this group is going to do, and I think that's what all the quotes that Sam Fortier got from the various linemen sort of illustrates. It's not an accident that we are prepared for it, work at it, put ourselves in good positions. I think that's part of the culture now. So you're going to be in a good position to win some one-score games because you're going to be in some,
well,
right?
And luck can be the coaching and the preparation and what they call their winning time moments, which is, you know, it's one of these things that kind of eye roll, sounds silly, sounds like a high school football coach or whatever, but it worked for them. They really master situational football by drilling it a ton. And maybe they do drill it more than everybody else. Maybe they coach it better than everybody else. Maybe they've got the best staff in the NFL. I think all of those things in terms of them accounting for some of their own luck are possible. But I cannot stress this enough, and I'm a broken record. You can explain away the luck when you have the ball or that you dictate or the things that you do maybe. Nothing that they're coaching has to do with a player dropping a pass when he's wide open in the middle of the field. Like, everyone listening should be able to acknowledge that on the fake punt by the Steelers, when the punter throws the ball to the PP, who's out in the flat, who's wide open, and he drops the ball instead of getting a first down, Washington takes over. That wasn't a coachable moment. That wasn't situational football. That wasn't winning time, whatever drill. That was the Steelers dropped a pass. Malik Nabers on the sideline. That is the Giants squandering an opportunity. Now, you could say they're a bad team. He's a rookie in his second game. He's more likely to drop that pass than Justin Jefferson. Sure. But he caught more of those this year than he didn't. And so the things that they didn't control went their way more often than it did for 31 teams. I think two things are true. Let's acknowledge that. Probably doesn't happen to the same extent, but Bargov's got a great point. Maybe you're not as lucky. They were crazy amount more lucky than the number two team in the NFL by this metric, this dashboard. Maybe you're 65% as lucky, though, because it's true that Daniels' skill, being so good at quarterback, having this good staff, doing the winning time moments thing, makes it more easy for you to be lucky. So over a five-year stretch, we'll find out that they're the luckiest team over 5 years because they're always in the top 10 or 12. But you might not be running away number one.
Right.
And if that's true, then maybe that's enough for them between skill and a little bit of luck.
Yeah, if you return to neutral luck, say, like middle of the pack and you know, mean, median, mode, whatever math metric you want to use from fifth grade, then you still have a chance to have a good football team. Nobody's saying this means they're going to now go 4-13 and be like Sam Howell all over again. That's not the case. But as things get tougher, schedule, quarterbacks, teams have more time to prepare against you, and this is regressing naturally, I guess that's my point, is just be prepared. That's the only point here. I'm saying things that we live this charmed life, that may not be the guarantee. I guess that's my only point.
800-636-1067, you want to hop in. Do you buy this Washington Post story citing a analytic now that evaluates how lucky teams are, saying the Commanders were the luckiest team in multiple years in the NFL? We'll sneak in one more. Bobby in Calvert County. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Luck is I don't like the word luck, personally.
It seems like people do not.
This is the point I made, yeah. That's people don't like it.
Not a good word. I mean, like you said, preparation is the key. If Allegretti wasn't prepared to follow the play, he wouldn't have got it.
But okay, Bobby, but
missed field goal.
What about when the player drops a ball with no one around him? How is that not luck?
He dropped the ball. He dropped the ball.
But that's luck.
That's what I'm saying. That means every missed field goal is luck. Every interception is luck.
Not every interception. Just when a team drops, when you throw the ball to the team and they should pick it off and they don't, that's lucky.
That's what I don't know any receiver, any cornerback in the league that has caught every pass or everything that they had.
Right. Sometimes
you catch 95% and then the 5% happens against you, like it feels good.
Well, even if you catch 50%,
Yeah, 50% of the time
they catch the ball and then 50% of the time they don't and you got lucky.
Okay. Well, I guess that's just terms that some people use, some don't. I don't necessarily.
So what term do you use then?
It was a play. He dropped the ball. Way to go. We're happy. Yeah. But I'm not going to say, oh, man, we got lucky right here. Because I don't believe every missed field goal is luck if it happens against us. I don't necessarily see it as luck.
So the missed field goal one, I tend to agree with you a little bit more. I go back to the drop pass because you're doing nothing to force the drop pass in these situations. A missed field goal from a reasonable distance, though, is luck to me. Unless you get a hand on it, unless you do something schematically where somehow you
bother the kicker.
Exactly. You get a guy in or the kicker is thrown off because the timing of the play is off or something like that. If he just lines up and misses a kick inside of 50 yards in today's NFL, you got lucky. Because that's something he's going to hit 80-some% of the time. 99% of the kickers in the league. 800-636-1067 is how you hop in with us on Grant and Danny. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. We're taking you up to 6:15.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
At 6 o'clock, I want to play audio of something funny that happened on MLB Network. Nothing to do with baseball, actually. But I think it's relatable content, and the audio is really funny. So, a little mini audio vault for you coming up at the top of the hour. To the phones we go. Washington Post piece today. It'll be in the paper tomorrow. Dropped online, written by Sam Fortier, about the team being lucky. There's this luck dashboard NFL Media has come up with. Four things that a team has no control over can benefit from, like missed field goals against them, interceptions dropped against them, dropped passes against them. You look at those metrics, Washington, the luckiest team in the league, top five in injury health last year. They were top six in winning percentage in one-score games. Some of these things that won't carry over. Is that something we should concern ourselves with?
There are two categories of folks who hear this, by the way. Category one can listen to the stats and hear the numbers and remember, the Hail Mary was pretty fortunate, or having Jalen Hurts get hurt was pretty fortunate, and Malik Nabers dropping a pass and not having a kicker for the Giants was pretty fortunate, and Juwan Johnson dropping a pass was fortunate, and acknowledge that and still kind of move on. There's the other half can go, they can't go, rather. I hear luck and I bristle. I get offended.
It's
like a knock against me and my team.
It's a pejorative for people. Mm-hmm. They think luck means you're not good or you're not skilled or that it takes away from excellence. Matt and Bowie, home of the Bay Sox. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, Grant, Danny?
Hey, buddy.
I was just telling you, call screener, first off, Grant, your definitive breakdown of Tom Brady as the luckiest SOB in the NFL stands out as one of the best segments of radio.
My man, I need to find that. That was my Mona Lisa. I mean, I spent a lot of hours of prep on that. That was fun.
It was amazing. It's not. I've been looking for it online. I can't find it. It was amazing. But having said that, I think that those teams were way more lucky than the Commanders, and particularly last season. But I do think there was luck involved with how we were able to do, to Grant, to Danny's point about the Hail Mary, which, you know, doesn't happen that often, which means that there's some luck involved. Neighbors dropping that pass, which means there was some luck involved. But I think the way that, but I think every team in the league has had drops, has had missed interceptions, missed sacks, and things like that that they can look at. So I don't bristle at the fact of luck, but I just don't think that we were the luckiest team, you know, in the course of history. I mean, it's just
these metrics over 2 years is all. But I understand that you're saying, you know, he didn't handpick the metrics after the fact to get to Washington being number one. But it's like the Triple Crown in baseball, home runs, RBI, batting average. They're just three metrics.
Yeah, and nowhere in here, for example, you go back to Ron Rivera's first year when they won the division against terrible teams. In these four numbers, there's no got to play Ben DiNucci. There's no, you know, Joe Burrow got hurt and they had to play a way worse backup. So this is just one subset of metrics that tells you in this grouping, that's the luckiest team in the last 3 years.
Yeah, no team last year had more passes dropped against them that they didn't do anything to have dropped than Washington. Like, that is a statistical fact based on this data point. Umar Chantilly, home of the Chargers.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Good.
All right, so I think I know why everybody doesn't like the luck idea. I think it's because Commanders are number one. If it was like Cowboys or Redskins, I mean Eagles or New York Giants on that list as number one, everybody would be like, yeah, they're the luckiest son of bitches on, you know, on the planet. What do you guys think about that?
I agree with you.
Yeah, because it's like it
you
feels
don't
like
to hear that right. Your team, the perception is didn't earn it. Which is not what we're saying, right. But that is how they're taking it.
But that's the automatic link that people make in their minds. I mean, they're and I'm not picking on anybody, but a couple callers ago, last segment, it's just like, I just don't believe in luck. Well, what happens when you're wide? The other guy's wide open and drops a pass? Then he dropped the pass. Yes, but can you admit that that's good fortune for you? And what's another name for good fortune? It's luck. It's good luck, right? I mean, you can get the call heads or tails 10 straight times. You can get it 10 straight times. That doesn't mean that you're now the best heads or tails caller in human history. You got lucky for that streak of 10.
Well, it's not lucky.
It's
not lucky, Danny. Mm. It's not lucky if you get heads or tails.
Right.
Because you prepared the winning time moments.
You prepared for winning time moments.
You practiced it. Zeke in Southeast, what's up? Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey buddy.
I'm here. How you doing?
Hey,
what's going on?
Yeah. I want to make sure I heard you right. You said that over the last couple of years, we were considered the luckiest team the last 2 years?
The 2024 Commanders last year were the luckiest team over the two-year period. Not a two-year.
What 2 years? What 2 years?
22 and 23.
Okay, so weren't we 4-13?
No, you're not understanding. So, Zeke.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
The 2024 team, just last season's team that went 12-5. So think of it as right. There are 64 teams that they're ranking 1 to 64. 2 years of football, 32 teams each year. The 2024 Washington team was the luckiest team. Where the year before that's Washington team was, I'd have to look up. I don't know. But they were the last season's Commanders were the luckiest team over a two-year evaluation of luck.
Okay, now I understand that. Now here's my question, right? If Malik Nabers would have dropped his first three passes in the game but caught everything else, but at the end of the game, we still would have won, would we say that was lucky? We were lucky?
I don't understand the question. If he would have dropped three passes?
Then he's got that day full of drops. You go, hey, this guy had a terrible day against you. So I guess that's the point.
Yes, but the point is drops are always lucky if you're not defending the pass. So it doesn't matter if it's one drop or three drops at the end of the game, at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, and then if I'm in New York media, I'll go, Malik Nabers dropped a bunch of passes. What a bum, right?
Exactly.
But for me, as the opponent or the other team, I'm going, the wide open player that didn't make the catch, that's good fortune for me. Nothing that I did is responsible for it.
For me, this is not that complicated. It seems like people either don't like it, which is fine, or are struggling with understanding it. But it's real simple for me. It's what you control and what you don't control.
Mm-hmm.
As a team, if you control it, then you dictate. If you have no control over it, a pitcher is a good example. Mackenzie Gore. Anything that happens when he's on the mound, you could say he has some control over. If you get, how many runs you give up, even if they're unearned runs, by the way. Even if James Wood misplays a ball in the outfield or a ball gets by through the legs of C.J. Abrams or something, or you know, a wild pitch or a pass ball or whatever, and you go, oh, it was unearned runs. It's unlucky. Well, kind of. He's on the mound. If he shoved, then runs wouldn't have been scored. When they're hitting, he has no control over it. He's just sitting there. He's a bystander. Mm-hmm. He can't do anything about how many runs the Rockies are going to score against the Nationals. That's the drop pass thing. That's the missed field goal from medium range thing. That is the dropped interception in the hands of a defender thing. You're either benefiting from them screwing up or you're not, and you don't have anything to do with it. That's where the luck comes in. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan. I do want to get to that fun audio next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.